back to Professor. Go ahead.
Well, you know, in the Bible we have the final destruction of the Russian Empire taking place when they march on Jerusalem, when they march on Israel. They march.
And that's what the Bible says.
Yeah, but,
that's what the King James Bible says.
But wait, you need to keep an open mind, sir. I want to remind you of a few facts here.
A few facts, huh?
Yes.
What facts are we talking about?
Well, Chris, just hold on, and I will fill in the pieces for you so eloquently that you will.
Are you going to take the rest of the show to do this?
No, I can do it very quickly. The Bible says that they will not need firewood. There'll be 7 months burying the dead. Okay, look, an EMP blast turns everybody back to conventional warfare. Okay, back to the Stone Age. There will be no armored vehicle assault, blah, blah, blah. It will go back to conventional weapon systems.
How do we know this?
Because the EMPs work that way.
No, how do we know this?
Look, the plans are...
Where is your documentation?
Well, you know, you want me to go through the United States Military War College archives, you know, and show how the plans are to revert people back to conventional warfare with an EMP blast. You know, I could spend all day doing it, but trust me, it's there.
No, there's the documentation is what we're looking at here.
All right, look, you know,
that's what we need.
Stories years ago about the military operations on human terrain by Major Ralph Peters out of the United States War College. You know, there's all sorts of these documents. I made them public. The mine has no firewall.
I've made them public myself.
That's right. So you know they exist.
I know all about this.
All right, you know that warfare can go.
But keep in mind, what is it going to do for the best way to increase our numbers of ignorant people? That's what's needed right now.
Well, you know, so many people, even the Patriot Movement is so ignorant about the origins of communism versus what is called in the Bible in Acts chapter 5, communism, having all things in common. You know, Carl, but Satan and God are at war. We're stuck in the middle. We better get this thing figured out. It is not that hard. I don't have to use the Bible to prove anything, Chris. I can use contemporary. Look, Tatiana Karajnia, and from this, she's the assistant economic advisor to Vladimir Putin and his cabinet, and also a major admiral. I was doing research last night on the internet. Jim Moore's book, Big War, Big Oil. You know, that's what the whole body bag Bush, that's what this whole thing is about. It's about to secure all of the oil and keep Russia and China perhaps from getting the oil that they have, especially those Russian reserves, to get them out to sea. We're building a $30-something billion naval base in Haifa, Israel, right now, so they can enforce the Gulf areas over there so that oil can't get out unless they want it to get out. Israel, all of the oil is going to be given to Israel to manage, if you will. The Bolsheviks means emboldened Jews. This whole revolution is by emboldened Jews who are fighting against God secretly and his people, as in Psalms chapter 2. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Because the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers have taken counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, if you want to be anointed by God, then you're going to be involved in this war and you are going to be victimized by this war. But Jesus says, my yoke is light and my burden is easy. So you got to make that choice who you're going to follow, okay? Because the other side is all run by top warlocks and wizards and witches, and always has been.
Listen, you're not coming off as somebody legitimate that people can learn by.
That's because people are stupid. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, cream rises to the top. It makes no apology.
Yeah, but my point is we're dealing with an ignorant public that needs to understand what's going on right now.
But small minds.
Come on now.
Pictures.
Wait a minute. Right now we have a million people decimated that have no place to live right now, and it's a weather modification action that happened that they don't even know about.
They're victims of this war. That's right. They're victims.
We're all victims of this war. We're going to have shortages now. We're going to have gas lines. Food is going to go out of sight.
We're on the verge of either going crazy or getting sane.
Professor, you need to get centered in what's the best way to educate an ignorant public that's at large right now.
Look, I can't even get on the air.
You're on the air right now.
No. What I mean is I can't even get a radio show.
Okay, now listen. Listen, Professor. First Amendment Radio wants new broadcasters. Do you know about First Amendment Radio?
Share with me, please.
Go to my website. It's there. He's advertising for new broadcasters right now. Go to my website and connect to First Amendment Radio, and he'll take you on.
Sounds good. Chris.
Okay.
But back to this Russian
thing.
We
don't have a whole lot of time.
I understand. I will say, just let me go, and I'll sum it up for people. The Bible says that they'll spend 7 months burying the dead. But it also says something else interesting. It says they will not need any firewood. They will take the weapons, and those weapons will be used for all their our fuel needs. Well, what does the AK-47 predominantly consist of, you know, the butt stock and all? It's wood. They're going to have so much wood from these conventional weapons. So we're going to see the Russians march on Israel. Israel is trying to draw them into the war because Israel has an advantage vis-a-vis. They aren't concerned about any conventional weapons.
Look, here's the point. Here's the point. The Council on Foreign Relations was formed long before Israel. Israel was formed by the UN system in 1947.
I'm not making myself clear.
The point is, you've got to get on that other network to pontificate your opinion. And what you're dealing with is your opinion.
Chris, you know, I'll put a package together, and I will have why the Russians are now realizing that they can't trust anybody, nobody. The only friend they got is China.
Why should we trust the Russians after what they've done to us?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, they've been victimized so long. Remember the Weimar Republic? Remember what happened to Germany after World War One? You had Max Warburg on one side of the negotiating table at Marseille. You had Joseph Warburg on
the other. We've already chronicled Wall Street and the Federal Reserve being behind all of this.
The IMF is the one dicking the, they're the ones that's doing the Russians in, okay? And the Russians have, they look to us as an enforcer for the IMF. They've got to look at us as the enemy. If they're saying they're having...
Now, wait a minute. Who's in charge of the Security Council?
I guess
the UN.
Communists. But
Russia is in charge of the Security Council,
no,
always
Russia,
were.
Russia has been...
Why is it that you keep doing these things and you don't never connect a dot to the UN system and the Security Council when our Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF, and that is documentation?
The UN system is designed to fail. It is much like the Russian Empire.
I don't agree with you because the UN system is very successful right now. I don't agree with you. Have you ever heard of Agenda 21?
Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with
that. How come you don't educate yourself about that?
Well, because the whole plan is to destroy America. Agenda 21 is a smokescreen. I wish you would get...
It is not a smokescreen. It is not a smokescreen. It's being implemented after 13 years of implementation by non-governmental organizations.
Are you familiar with the term radar chaff?
Am I familiar with the term radar chaff?
Chaff. Radar chaff.
What is that? Why are you taking me off Agenda 21?
Okay,
why do you think Agenda 21 is a smokescreen?
When a bomber is going to bomb a target, it releases what is called radar chaff, and it speckles the radar with, like, all kinds of feedback, okay? The Agenda 21 is radar chaff. The plan is to destroy America.
You don't think that they're rewilding America for a purpose?
I ain't talking about rewilding.
You don't think they're reintroducing species on us?
Cellular bombing, sir. Cellular bombing. Take out America with cellular bombs. You need to go see the movie America with a K.
I have the movie America with a K.
You need to understand what the one Russian general tells Sam Neill's character, the colonel who eventually takes his place before he commits suicide. He said, the world looks to America. As long as there's an America, there will be hope that they won't go into tyranny. As long as there's an America, he said, that therefore we must eliminate America so the rest of the world will see they have no hope. The plan is to destroy America. I've been to Georgia Guidestone 3 times.
I've never said that was not the case.
That's the plan. Well,
I've never said that.
It's radar chaff. Agenda 21
is going on in every country in the world. Did you know that?
Granted.
Do you know what Agenda 21 is?
Yes.
It's the epitome of communism in the world.
It's the global tyranny state, yes.
Where does Agenda 21 come from?
Feudalism.
Where does Agenda 21 come from?
It's as old as the hills.
Where does Agenda 21 come from?
Out of the United Nations.
Okay, thank you, Professor. That is what it is, and that is it. That is documentation, my friend. Documentation is what's needed right now.
Who bought the land for the United Nations?
Rockefeller.
Right, and what was that place before it was the United Nations, you know?
It was a prison.
It was a slaughter yard. Also, a bovine slaughter yard, a livestock slaughter yard.
Okay.
There was a lot of blood on the site, okay?
But that's not documentation. We need to wake up people.
That's the fact.
What is your problem? You keep going into your spectrums and your thoughts and your beliefs, but it's not going to increase our numbers.
Look, the whole idea is to raise up the European super state, and everybody else must be reduced, and Europe must be increased. And those are
that's your opinion.
No, those are the minutes that Mr. Tucker and the American Free Press released a few years ago. Down with America and the rest of the world, and up with Europe. And,
well,
and
did you know that there's
the Bilderberg
comment. Do you know there's a mission, a U.S. mission to the European Union?
Look, I'm. Yeah,
do you know that?
We're a puppet state of the
whole world.
People.
The world is to be regionalized.
Yes.
We're
yes,
in the process of a regionalization right now.
Right.
So what is it going to do to increase our numbers of ignorant people that become smart?
You know, I'm saying America is on the chopping block. The plans are to destroy America.
I've never denied that.
Right.
We've lost 54,000 in Korea, 58,000 in Vietnam. Nobody cares about that. But that was part of the problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, and did you know that just the other day they sent, President Bush sent a body bag Bush. I want him known as body bag Bush.
Well, that's ridiculous, body bag Bush, because everybody thinks that it's Bush's war. It's not Bush's war. It's the UN war.
He just increased the numbers of our troops over in, Iraq.
Well, what does that surprise any of us?
You know, the average person believes...
That doesn't surprise us.
The average person believes it's Bush versus the UN. The average person believes the rhetoric from the media, the mainstream media, that says that Bush is acting out of sort of like an ad hoc quasi-military force, you know, renegade or mercenary or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Not acting under the UN... that he's actually acting against the UN. Oh, no, your average neocon believes that.
Because they're dumbed down.
Exactly. Dumbed down, hooked up, cast aside. That's my point.
Okay, you made a good point. I appreciate it.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Wow. Lord help me. All that to get to that. The point is, if you don't document where you go, listeners, you don't have a chance of increasing your numbers. That is the bottom line. You cannot go off into tangents and belief because, listeners, without documentation, we have no chance of increasing our numbers. No chance. The documentation comes, number one, from the State Department, the U.S. Department of State. They have the U.S. mission to the United Nations. They're the ones that are all over the world. They use the United Nations for their purposes. The Security Council of the UN system works with non-governmental organizations to implement sustainable development, which is Agenda 21. It is not a smokescreen. Agenda 21 is not a smokescreen. It's being implemented. Listeners, if you go to the website, AmericanExpose.com, and you'll connect dots there, you'll see exactly what's happening. Let's take a perfect example of this. The perfect example is right here. I have nothing to do with this, listeners. Let me find it. Right here. I have nothing to do with this. And I turned this website over to Dennis and Darren, because I told them, I don't want anything to do with my website. I want you to have your own creativity on the website. So what does Dennis do the other day? The following link is for the young man in Texas. The United Nations is running your local government. Wake up. So what do we connect to out of the city of Austin? Sustainable Communities Initiative, people. Sustainable Communities Initiative website. Their table of contents is what is sustainable development? What can I do to promote sustainable development? What does a sustainable neighborhood look like? The brief history of the SCI, the SCI work plan and executive summary, the SCI newsletter, information on SCI staff. What does SCI stand for, listeners? Sustainable Communities Initiative out of Austin, Texas. Now, do you think the public would like to know about this? In this one particular part of Texas, where it's being implemented in every city of the United States of America, sustainable development, where you're not going to have an automobile to drive, where the price of gas is skyrocketing out of place, where you won't be able to afford to drive, where food is going to be rationed, water is going to be rationed. You won't be able to purchase food unless you have your vaccination certificate up to date. And how are you going to purchase your food when you have no job? Is Agenda 21 a smokescreen, listeners, as Professor said, when it's being implemented right out from under your noses in your local cities? When Agenda 21 is being done in Vietnam, when Agenda 21 is being done in Russia, when Agenda 21 is being done everywhere else, sustainable development, and people don't have a clue about it, it's the best kept secret in the world. Don't you think America would wake up if they understood there's a totalitarian agenda in place to control mankind and everything we do, including how we go to the bathroom? WorldToilet.org is the source for the World Toilet Organization. The point is, it's late. It's 2005. We don't have time to be believing in what we believe. We need to document what we know to spread to others. It's there on AmericanExpose.com. And I take no credit for it and proud of it. And people are starting to vilify us because we're dealing with documentation that you cannot take away. We've lost too many lives for the UN system. And I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of people dying for the UN system. The number one documentation right now is the Secretary of the Treasury, is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and the World Bank.